Photographs line the walls, some with women crouched in front of motorbikes, women climbing up walls, or women directing traffic, women standing nude, and women cloaked head to toe, reading on a doorstep in black chadors. The images all play with the stereotype of the Middle Eastern Muslim woman oppressed in her religious headscarf.
Most of the works you see here by women that are about women, the artists do not feel themselves as second-class citizens.
That's Linda Komaroff, the curator. She has a PhD in Middle East studies and knows both Arabic and Persian.
I think what's different about the collection that we've put together over the last 7 or 8 years is that 40% of the artists are women, and that's about 10 times more than the average museum collection.
What first grabs my attention is a life-size photograph of a woman resting in bed. She is draped in light gauzy fabric and tilts her head for a seductive look. The name of the piece, Reclining Odalisque, reminds me of French paintings from the 1800s that show harem girls of the so-called Oriental world.
What sets this woman apart, though, is the artist, Lala Saidi, has something different to say. It's one of the things that the artist is addressing here, this notion of the woman or the woman from someplace else, but not the West, being objectified by a male. But here she's looking right back out at the viewer.
And her eyes do stare straight into mine when I stand in front of her. I wonder, what is she thinking? Arabic phrases stenciled in henna cover her body, her clothes, and the bedsheets. Linda tells me that the words come from the artist's diaries.
It often comes from her own musings where she'll say, I am doing this, I am walking, I am thinking.
We walk over to another piece that lends the subject a voice through video. The artist, Mona Hatoun, has photographed her mother in the shower. She then took letters written between the two and superimposed the text over the screen. It looks like a lacy shower curtain. Hatoun reads the letters aloud in the video, and I hear the pain of a family that had to flee Palestine and make a new home in Lebanon.
Can you imagine us having to separate from all our loved ones, leaving everything behind and starting again from scratch? Our family scattered all over the world. Some of our relatives we never saw again to this day.
But it's not only female artists who depict women. One of the most striking pieces is a photograph by Hassan Hajjaj, a Moroccan man. It shows four women posed around their motorbikes on a street in Morocco.
These women who are pictured here are wearing traditional style of dress in that they're completely covered, including wearing face masks. But he's designed their clothes, so they're wearing wild colors like polka dots and leopard prints and so on. He's even designed their shoes. But what's most interesting about it is they're kneeling or standing next to their mode of transportation, which are motorbikes. And I think this is something that maybe Americans don't think about, that these women are employed, they're businesswomen, and they're fairly successful, and they get around on motorbikes.
It takes me back to Indonesia, where I was just last month. There, women all dressed up zoom around on scooters through the traffic. So I tell Linda about these fierce Indonesian biker chicks.
And they're out there in their hijabs, in their like flip-flops, and they're commanding the streets just like all the men. And for Westerners, it's kind of a foreign image, but there it was so common, and they needed to do it to get where they had to go.
We tend to think of these as sort of desexualized women who are silent. They have no voice, they have no rights, and when you are actually among them, you can see that's definitely not the case.
Soon, these women will come to life in an even more vibrant way. On May 13th, the museum will premiere a feature-length documentary by Hajjaj. It's called A Day in the Life of Karima, a henna girl.
Hello, my name is Karima. Je m'appelle Karima.
That's Karima, telling her story as a woman and a mother in Marrakesh. But she also spends her days painting intricate patterns with brown henna onto the arms of other women. Hajjaj is an artist with work in museums. But Karima is an artist too. She's an artist with her own voice. Dana Beth Solomon for Ampersand.